We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. There was a doctor of the church in the 4th century, and his name was Saint Athanasius. And Saint Athanasius had a famous saying that went something like, God became man so that man might become like God. God became man so that man might become like God. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate Palm Sunday, and the reason that Jesus became man was to die on the cross so that we could become like him. If we go back to Bethlehem, right? Go back to Bethlehem, go back to the birth of Jesus at Christmas. We recognize the humility of God. That God became man. God took on human nature and became like each and every one of us, with the exception of sin. If we understand that the humility of God in that moment to become like us so that he could save us. 33 years later, in another act of great humility, Jesus mounts a donkey, a beast of burden. Just as he was surrounded by an ox, an ass, at Bethlehem, now Jesus, again, this donkey, the symbol of humility. Jesus, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, right? Jesus, who is God, mounts a donkey, a working animal, to ride into the holy city of Jerusalem to offer his life. And in a further act of humility, again, God mounts the cross and sacrifices his life for us and our salvation. St. Paul talks about this in today's second reading, that Jesus humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. We recognize the humility of God, who became one like us, who rode a donkey into the city of Jerusalem, and who pours out his life, this is God, pours out his life by dying for us on the cross. God did this so that we might become like him, so that he might come to dwell in us when we receive his grace, when we receive Holy Communion, also that we might think like Christ and speak like Christ and do as Christ does. So as we enter upon Holy Week, may we reflect on the humility of God, that he lowered himself, he became one of us, so that he could offer himself on the cross to save us. Amen.